Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
Slash together.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
We went to an indoor water park a few months ago. That's a, you ever do that? Roll the dice on hepatitis? Just kind of. Some people take their kids to swim with dolphins. We're about, how about Band-Aids? You guys want to swim with Band-Aids? We have the place for you. Indoor water, you like the sound of kids screaming in an echo chamber, 90% humidity? Surrounded by people who should have their shirts on? Well, then a water park is for you.
On the Wake Up Call, it is Tuesday. Tell yourself that many, many times. It is Tuesday. It is not Monday. We have a short week. That comedian couldn't be more right about the indoor water park.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not that I did not have a great time when I went to the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, you had a good time.
My kids love it. Love it. It is like slightly below Disneyland, like for them. They really enjoy it. And we enjoy it, too. It is clean. I'm not going to talk about like that. We didn't see Band-Aids.
No.
And I was never scared of the hepatitis, mostly because when you walk in, it smells like everything has bleach on it. It smells like you're swimming in bleach.
I'm sure.
But it's like, you know what? I'll take that. I'll take itchy skin for a little bit over fear of,
absolutely,
you know, something floating past me. But man, the sound, he's not kidding.
I never even thought about
it's
that.
It's so loud, and it's so loud all the time. You know what? When it's not loud, when it's closed. That's okay. The only time. And then because it's the Great Wolf Lodge, everything is indoors. So when they close the water park, all the noise just moves into this other area where there's all these other things that make noise. A bowling alley.
Oh, God.
A mini golf course. Oh. A ropes course. So you hear the clanking of the ropes and stuff like that while
yeah.
kids are... There's like a magic quest going on, kids. My wand doesn't work. Oh, man. How is everybody
quiet in your room?
Oh, it's quiet in your room. Okay. Sure. Yeah. And they have quiet hours, too,
okay,
where you can't be running crazy. Good morning. Text messages already coming in. Missed you, too. People saying that they missed us yesterday.
Nice.
We missed you, too. Did you guys have a good 3-day weekend?
Yes, I did. I had a great weekend.
Thank a veteran. Did you do that?
My husband's a veteran.
Did you thank him?
Yes, I did.
Period.
He deserves it.
Think of every day.
For what?
Serving. I mean, I think, you know what I think of for the most? That VA loan.
Right. Yeah. What branch was he in? What branch was he in?
Army. Paratrooper.
Paratrooper, everybody.
Yep.
So thank Mike. He works at the state. Take your lunch.
It was peacetime. I do. I mean.
Don't tell people that.
He did a lot of air shows.
All right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. He did hit the side of the plane once.
There you go.
Yeah. He has a very big scar on his elbow because of a windy day at an air show. So.
Oh. Same thing?
Different day.
He cut himself. Oh, okay.
He landed, but then the wind grabbed his parachute and pulled him backwards because it was too windy for them to be doing jumps that day. But
oh, my God.
Got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
He's got a scar.
Wow.
I know.
I want to see that scar sometime.
It's not very impressive.
I want to hear the story about him hitting the side of a plane.
Yeah, he jumped out.
Did his life flash before his eyes?
I guess so.
Ever talked to him about it?
I mean, I talked to him about it, but think about how he talks.
Yeah.
The fact that I learned, remember one day when he got stuck in an elevator?
Yeah.
And it took him like 20, and it was in there for hours.
Yeah.
And it took him 24 hours to tell me that he had been stuck in an elevator. Like.
And even then, not much of a story.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much story there could be there, but.
We'd make it a story. We talk about our emotions. We talk about our dreams. How we were writing notes to our children to say goodbye. What we did for fun. You talk about what you dreamed about when you took a nap.
That's a good idea.
I found something that I thought was pretty interesting on the internet here. And you guys can chime in on this, okay? Because some of these don't apply to me even a little bit. Some of these apply to me very much.
Okay.
It's what is super popular right now, but you have no interest in it.
Okay.
Zero interest. Everyone's talking about it, and you're like, nope, not me.
Okay.
And these aren't ranked in anything. They're on there. The endless cycle of reboots and remakes in the movie theater.
Couldn't be less interesting.
Right. I knew that was going to be Katie's thing. I always fall. I'm a sucker for a reboot. Okay. They're redoing that.
It never ends well.
Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Some reboots are better. Another one on there. Anything AI.
Agreed.
Are you into that, Kevin?
I like AI.
I'm kind of interested.
Yeah.
Mostly because I'm kind of scared. I feel like I got to keep one eye on it.
Yeah.
And AI on it. another one on here. This is so me. Sports betting.
I love sports betting.
I'll be honest. I don't really know what it is.
It's so fun.
I understand that you could be like, I'm going to put money on the Kings to win.
Yeah.
But then there's also, I'm going to put money on the over and under or something. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we should have Kevin sometime give us a tutorial on sports betting.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
To do a tutorial.
Okay.
Are you kidding? DraftKings sponsors like practically everything now.
Period. Okay. I'm down for that. Let's get rich.
This is something I don't even understand. Twitch culture.
It's streaming.
It's massively popular. And I've never even been on Twitch. I don't
exactly know what it is.
It's for streamers, and there's different...
Okay, you're saying streamers. What does that mean?
Okay, either they play games, or they do something like... It's like YouTube, but for, like, gamer nerds.
You actually do like it, but you don't realize it because you watch stuff from Twitch on TikTok. But when you watch those weird women get paid for acting like video game characters, I think... I'm pretty sure that's Twitch. It's like whenever you just turn a camera on,
okay,
and then you just do stuff.
Huh.
And it's live and, yeah.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't know why anybody would want to watch that.
If it's new, like if it's interesting content. It sounds like it could be anything.
Is there anybody doing interesting content on Twitch, Kevin?
Some of the games that people play.
So no.
I got, yeah.
Ew, you're such a gamer.
We're going over things that are insanely popular and you don't care about them at all. How about this? Stanley Cups / any of the collectible drinking thermoses.
I couldn't be more interested.
Yeah, I want to collect them all.
Oh, I'll just go to a Target and I'll just stand in the cup section and just with my arms crossed. And I don't need one.
Right.
I don't need one.
Yeah, right.
I've got plenty.
Where do you put them all?
Top shelf.
In the cabinets?
The kitchen,
okay.
And I just sit there and I just... Oh, God.
I don't have that color.
Look at all these vessels.
Huh.
Think of all the water I could not drink out of it.
And Stanley's out now. Gen Z said Stanley's out.
Stanley's kind of getting back in.
Back in.
No,
I thought it's out. It's a Wallace now.
A Wallace.
Mine never came in the mail.
Here's another one. Fillers and Botox.
Is out?
They're saying it's very popular, but this is something that some people just have zero interest in. That makes sense. YouTubers. Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't know anything about the YouTube world.
Well, what about Brandon Ferris?
I would know him as a listener from our show. I wouldn't know his channel. I probably would have looked at it and would have been like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
His channel, his videos are very funny.
Yeah.
But besides that, though, it is a world that I am repulsed by and also intrigued by. Like, when I walk by in a room that my kids are watching something,
You're speaking specifically about wacky YouTube influencers, right?
Because I don't know what I'm talking
about.
There
are lots of things you can see on YouTube. You can watch
how-to videos.
The House and Senate on YouTube if you wanted.
The fact that there's like a whole world of people on YouTube that take other popular YouTubers' videos and show their videos on their channel with just their weird reaction in the corner of the screen, and they are making millions of dollars off of it, turns my stomach. It makes me want to crumble the whole industry up and just throw it in the trash can.
You've done reaction videos on Instagram, though.
I'm not an influencer. I'm not making any money on it. That is their lifestyle. I've actually talked to Brandon Ferris about this. I was like, are these people considered like the parasites of the YouTube world? He's like, absolutely.
Okay.
He's like, they're just taking our content and making money off of our content. I'm like, how is it legal? He's like, nothing on YouTube is regulated. If you don't know, by the way, I Am Brandon Ferris is his YouTube channel. It's actually very funny. What are broccoli haircuts?
Kevin?
Is that like a perm? Brock?
Oh, is that
what a funny name?
Oh, is that like when...
That
when boys have like fluffy hair and they just let
it
be
what
stupid?
I wanted.
That's what it is. It's like the short on the side and then the big stupid poodle slipper on top.
Pissed.
A broccoli haircut.
I'm glad that we're calling it something so shameful.
That's hysterical.
Kevin, are you done with perm life?
Yeah, it's too much to be kept. I'm more of a, you know, comb and be done.
Kind of an F-boy haircut kind of guy.
Yeah, you know, let my hair go, messy bun.
I love that. I love that. You're not going to like this one. Pickleball's on this list.
No!
Yeah.
But what is this list again?
It's things that are super popular, but there's a big population that just has zero interest in
it.
You're wrong.
It's because they're bad at it. That's why they hate it.
I mean, I played pickleball. I'm good.
When did you play pickleball?
With you at an event that we had.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, I get it. It's like big ping pong. It's kind of like big ping pong.
But you like racquetball.
Racquetball's faster. I don't know. There was something about racquetball.
If you start playing right, it is
intense.
Fast as hell.
All right, okay.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, though, and this we can end on this one. Politics. Let's all just... I know it was very popular for a while, and now people have zero interest in it. Why don't we just let that one just sit on the back shelf for a while?
We can take a break.
Yeah, maybe we'll pick it up after the holidays.
There you go.
How about that? So those are things, by the way, that are super popular, but some people have zero interest in it.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
It rained yesterday and she loves weather like that. So was it performance enhancing for... Are you smarter than Katie? We're going to find out as we play a game of wits. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture against Stephanie. You are caller 17. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Congratulations for getting through. And like I said, jackpot's up to $380. Not too shabby. Katie's leaving the studio right now. You ready to play?
I am ready.
Here we go. Question one. Kevin Costner is the star of the show Yellowstone, which premiered its new season over the weekend. And here is a spoiler, so you've been warned. His character dies in the first episode of this season, and fans found out at the same time Kevin Costner did, and he is not happy about it. What state is Yellowstone National Park in? 3 seconds. 3.
North Dakota.
All righty. Question 2. Megan Fox and MGK are expecting another baby, and they made the announcement in a way that only they could. Disgusting and weird. They posted a pic of Megan Fox naked, holding her belly covered in oil or black paint. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but anyway, though. What famous rock band sang the song Paint It Black?
ACDC, I don't know.
Question 3. The first casting seems to have been done for the Harry Potter TV show that is being made by HBO Max. Oscar-winning actor Mark Rylance from Ready Player One, The BFG, Don't Look Up. He's a great actor. He has been allegedly cast as Dumbledore. What is Dumbledore's first name?
Huh?
What?
Phineas? I can't remember.
Phineas. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Question four. The creator of Squid Games, Wang Dong-yuk, has had a breakdown when he agreed to make another season for Netflix. In fact, he was put under so much stress making season two of Squid Game that his health declined and he lost his teeth. What? That's crazy. How many teeth does an adult human have?
Six.
What? Stephanie, what?
36.
Okay, I'm totally losing you, by the way. Question.
Sorry.
Question five. The musical movie Wicked is coming out next week, and it is a full court press in marketing and merchandising the movie. But the Wicked dolls are controversial. The reason why is on the packaging. It was supposed to have a website to see the trailer for the movie, but instead of www.wickedmovie.com, it instead had the website of a porn company printed on it. If the dolls sell for $27 and you buy five of them, what is your total?
$135.
All righty, there you go. I'm gonna put you on hold. I want to know where you're from and where you're going and where you work, but I'm worried about your phone connection. Katie's back in here now, and you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Kevin Costner is the star of the show Yellowstone. Do you watch Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Very.
Would I like it?
No.
Okay, got it. Well, there's a spoiler, okay, because the new season premiered over the weekend.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's character dies in the very first episode, and he is pissed about it. He found out that his character dies in the first episode at the same time that fans did.
I don't see how that's possible.
They don't shoot shows sequentially, so, like, he might have shot his death scene
and
figured it was for, like, episode 7 or episode 5 or something like that. He knows it's going to be in the very first.
But he filmed the whole season already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird too.
Anyway, what state is Yellowstone National Park in?
Wyoming.
Yeah, that is correct. Wyoming. Question two. Megan Fox and MGK are expecting another baby. Did you see this?
I didn't even know they had a baby.
They don't have a baby together.
They don't? Okay, no. She has some with her ex.
Brian Austin Green.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so this is their first baby together.
Supposedly, she tagged him in it, I think. So
who?
MGK, Megan Fox did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, but like, she didn't come out and say it is his baby.
Okay, probably assumed.
With the two of them, you never know. But she posted a picture of her naked, holding her belly, covered in oil or black paint.
I did see that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. What rock band sang the song Paint It Black?
The Beatles.
No. The Rolling Stones.
I don't know that I've ever even heard that song.
You've heard it.
Okay. I didn't know the name of this.
Yeah, it's called Paint It Black.
Okay.
All right. Question three. Looks like the first casting has been done in the Harry Potter series coming to Max. It's pretty exciting. I'm getting more and more excited about this show the more I hear about it. Oscar-winning actor Mark Rylance, he was in Don't Look Up, Ready Player One. He has been cast as Dumbledore.
Okay.
What is Dumbledore's first name?
Albus.
Albus, yes. Is correct. Albus. Question four. The creator of Squid Game, Wang Dong-yuk, had a breakdown when he agreed to Netflix's terms to make a second season of Squid Game. He thought it was just like one season done.
Okay.
And then they came to him with so much money, he couldn't say no. It was actually very Squid Game because he could, you know. And his health declined because of the stress and he lost all his teeth.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. How many teeth does an adult human have?
36.
Close. 32.
Dang it.
32. Question five. The musical movie Wicked, coming out next week. And man, they are advertising that everywhere. And they made Wicked dolls that you can buy.
Okay.
And they are controversial because on the packaging, it was supposed to say wickedmovie.com and you go there and you watch the trailer for the movie.
Okay.
Well, it didn't. And instead, it takes you to a porn site. Yeah.
Oopsie doopsie.
Oopsie doopsie indeed.
Yeah.
If the dolls sell for $27 a piece and you buy five of them,
okay,
what's your total?
Ten.
3 seconds.
135.
That is correct. That is correct. Stephanie, are you there?
I am still here.
All righty. Kinda. Final score, Stephanie, you got one. Katie got three.
Ooh.
Katie wins. Holy cow. That means the jackpot is now up to
$400. Oh my God, is that?
It's exciting. Stephanie, what is it you want to tell us?
Yeah, definitely not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today.
Not today. But thank you so much for listening.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a question that a listener asked me, and it's never been asked of me before.
Okay.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's ever been asked of you guys before.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I know the answer, but I don't really know the answer.
Are you going to tell us what the question is?
Why do we ask for caller 17? Whenever we do a contest, we say caller 17. Why do we do it? Now, the quick answer is, I think it's a holdover from when we were 107.9.
But why wouldn't it have been caller 7?
Exactly.
Or 'cause not,
because when I told her, I said, I think we used to be 107.9.
Yeah.
And I think it's a holdover from that. And her response was, right, that's not 17 either.
That's right.
Interesting.
What's going on? And why don't we just rebrand this just moving forward? Why don't we just make the executive call?
Okay.
On a number that we asked for just from now on.
I remember.
Do you know the actual answer?
I remember, yeah.
Is this an actual answer?
Yes. It used to be caller 106, but then people didn't want to count all the way up to 106. So they said, what's a number that's kind of long, but not too long? So that's why they landed on 17.
So wait, so it's when we were 107.9, are you telling me that it used to be caller 107?
Yep.
For contests?
Yep.
Kevin, we've been here longer than you, and I don't think
remember that. And I have a better memory.
Okay, but when did this change?
I don't remember that.
I think when Rain was here.
No, there's no way that's true. We didn't used to count to number 107.
I had to.
Kevin, it takes
maybe for certain contests.
For certain contests, but even then, though, like it takes you like 30 seconds to get to caller 17.
That's if you're
going fast.
And that's him
sometimes
going fast, like really long.
Yeah.
So can we just rebrand this? Can we just why?
Because it's fine.
What
number do you want it to be?
Don't say
see, there's
16.
Why
would I say 16?
I don't know.
There's no number that makes sense unless it's 106.
Yeah.
That still doesn't make sense.
Well, at least we are 106.5. Okay, how about 65?
I feel like it's too much.
I agree. That's why there isn't an answer that's going to make sense.
How about caller 10?
No.
Why?
It's got a good ring to it.
I kind of like the uniqueness and randomness
17.
Of caller.
And why does it have to have a reason? It's just a number. And if it's just a number, why not make it a whole number? Caller 20. Right now, be caller 20. God, that sounds good. I'm not going to lie.
No.
That felt like velvet.
It sounds chunky to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Caller 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, something about it. Yeah. Makes the skin crawl.
You just don't want to talk to three more people.
No! I love talking to people.
Okay, it doesn't seem like
how about caller 13?
Oh, that's unlucky.
That's unlucky.
That's very
my lucky number.
Well, you and Taylor, when you guys get your own radio station, you can have caller 13.
I think it was because of we used to be 107.9, and they were just trying to put in the number 7.
Yeah.
But just asking for caller 7,
yeah,
I think doesn't give enough people enough time to call.
I agree.
So I think if we're going to do anything, we'd change it to caller 16. But I don't think we need to do this.
No.
Yeah. Also, it's going to cause all kinds of problems with contest rules and stuff on the website. Mm-hmm. Just leave good enough alone.
Just leave it. Stop trying to be the change.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'll go along with it. And I will concede graciously. But just know, I'm not happy about it at all.
Okay. It's going to be okay.
Is it? Is it going to be okay?
Okay. Whew.
Because it sure doesn't feel like things are going to be okay.
I feel like maybe now we're talking about other stuff, and it's not about the numbers anymore. And
no,
so I think
it is very much still about caller 17 and going forward and how much I really, really am scared that we're just going to keep caller 17 on this radio station for context. There's just a lot on the line. There's people that I love that are now scared that they... That they won't be caller 17. And it's just a lot.
It just keeps me up for a couple nights.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up. Okay. All right, good. I'm glad I got that out of my system. And for all the people calling right now because they think we're doing some sort of effed up contest, we are not.
We are not.
No, we're not.
Okay, now...
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I need you to know that you're officially, Gavin,
off the hook
driving
for...
illegally.
I'm driving illegally?
Gavin.
Why?
Because your paper license plate for your brand new car is finally gone.
Oh, my God.
It was hanging on by a thread for several days, and now it is she is no more.
Wow.
So, you know what's funny about that is I didn't know it had officially blown away, but I did know that it was hanging on by a thread. My son goes, Dad, your license plate's like falling off the car. I go, yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Because it's paper.
Right.
And it had like a little rip where the screws go.
Yeah.
Tape it.
I'm not going to do that.
Why?
I'm just not going
to
do it.
Yeah. Wait, you're not going to do that. Mm-mm. You know you'd be doing that for yourself, right?
Right. You're going to get a ticket.
You're going to get pulled over.
For what?
Not having a license plate.
I see cars all the time without license plates.
I don't think you do, actually.
And you know
really
what? When I see them, I have the thought, why aren't they getting pulled over?
Okay.
All right, I have another one.
Oh, good.
It's in the front on the dashboard.
I see it.
So, all right, I'll put that one on
just
the
back.
Just
do the kind of tape thing where you, like, wrap it into a circle, you know? You, like, put it inside out and then make it into a circle. That's what you could have done. But now...
That's not going to hold in this wind.
You don't think?
No.
Not even
you
like
know, what makes me sad about that blowing away. I'll use the other one too, but first three letters of my fake license plate for my new car, D-Lo.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought that was
did
funny.
Did you
too.
Tell D-Lo?
I don't think I did yet.
Okay, yeah. From ESPN and KSFM.
D-L-O.
You should tell him. Wait, so is that not going to be your permanent license plate number?
I don't think that's how it works.
I think it is. I think that is your license plate number.
Is it?
That is funny if it is.
I'm pretty sure.
It is funny. I didn't think that it was. Okay, I don't think I've ever paid attention to that.
If it is, I want you to tell him that you contacted the DMV.
Yeah.
And that this was completely intentional.
Yeah. Right.
And then make something up for the other numbers and letters.
Yeah.
So, and if it could be about him, better, but make it seem like you're just a massive stalker.
Totally. So I'll go like this. I'll go... when I get my permanent one, if it is the same, okay. Which, if you're just joining us, it blew away. Okay, my fake paper license plate. When I get the new one, and it does start with D-Lo, and I'll go, "Hey, did you see my?"
You're gonna wink like that?
Yeah, I'm gonna wink.
Okay,
at him.
Okay.
And I go, "Did you see my license plate?" And be like, "No."
Right.
And I'll be like, "Oh well." Come with me. I want to show you.
Okay, so then you're going to walk him all the way downstairs. Okay, will you take the elevator or the stairs?
The elevator.
Maybe. We don't want to crease his shoes.
I don't want to crease his shoes, but also I want to make the anticipation last, okay? And then we're going to be standing there, and at first he'll just be like, "Ah, D-Lo, that's funny."
Yeah.
I go, "No, no, no, the whole thing." And he'll be like, and he'll look at it, and the rest of it will just be like, 34X.
Right.
P111 or something.
Right.
You're like, I don't get it. I don't get that.
What do you mean? Don't get it? Really?
You don't get that?
Really?
That hurts my feelings.
Yes.
I thought it was like, the 30, it's three different things. D-Lo, you, 34, duh. X?
Really? That means and nothing?
And all you do is just keep saying it to him louder.
Yeah.
X! X! Come on. And then maybe if I really try, muster up some tears.
And then, but then go back and get back in the elevator with him.
No. Push the button and be like, "I think you should take the stairs."
Okay, yeah. You know what? Maybe that we weren't as close as I thought.
Right. And say that just as the elevator doors slowly close in front of
okay,
me.
But ideally, that when you get up to the second floor, the elevator is only two
floors. It's just one floor, okay? Yeah. And you can easily climb the stairs faster than the elevator can take you.
I hope that it opens as he's walking by.
I'd just be like, "I said good day."
Okay, let us pray.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, that this is in fact your permanent license plate number.
This is absolutely something that God wants to be bothered with right now.
Well, got nothing else to do, I guess.
Oh, sure. I'm sure there's not a lot of people praying right now. So the ticker's coming across, be like, "God, there's one here about a license plate.
Did you want to? I put it on my desk."
A gentleman named D-Lo, and he'll be like, "I never named anybody D-Lo."
That is not his Christian name.
Right. I would never allow something like that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
All right. We're playing for tickets to go see Martin Lawrence. He's coming to the Oakland Arena on December 7th. And let's talk to Mackenzie. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. You chose Katie as your contestant, so that's great. You got any words of wisdom for her?
You got this. You're going to do great.
You're going to do great.
You're going to do great.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. And we're going to do things a little differently than we have in the past because Kevin, it just seems to be... He's not ready for prime time.
Right.
Ew.
Yeah, it's just not his forte.
It was like varsity playing JV a little bit. And I am going to be playing. Now, we don't know if I'm going to do better.
Well...
And
Katie,
you should have seen the look he gave me, Kevin.
I didn't give her a look.
He was saying it too, but with his eyes.
Ew.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Under the weather a little bit, but
under the weather.
Yeah, there's going around right now.
I just want everyone to know Ben picked me.
Ben did pick Kevin initially.
I have faith.
All right.
Period.
All right. Maybe
Ben, but I'm going to be playing for you. Do you have any words of encouragement?
You're going to do great. It's a good morning to win.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do it for you because you're sick.
I think Ben's
going
to get you sick.
I'm picturing Ben like in a hospital bed. I'm doing it for you, baby. I'm doing it for you. All right. Okay, here we go. 5 minutes starts right now. Kevin is going to be hosting concentration today. Go ahead. Who wants to go first? I'm new, so I'll go first.
Okay. Gavin.
Yes.
Name cuts of beef. Go.
Prime rib.
Tri-tip.
Skirt steak.
I don't. This
Buzzer.
Is, okay. There we go.
How do you not know your beef cuts?
Point Gavin.
You know that I'm not going to have as much T-bone to say as Grill Daddy over there.
Well, don't be sexist.
Tomahawk.
Period. See? We know meat.
Okay. We are already off to...
Katie lost, so you go first.
I don't know why you're being so sassy to me.
I don't know. It's just a little aggression.
I think because he got booted from the game.
Okay, Katie. Name things to do if the power goes out. Go.
Light a candle.
Play a card game.
Take a nap.
Sing a song.
Boil water.
Make a fire.
Oh.
Katie.
Wow.
Sorry.
Boil water. That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So the score is Gavin 2, Katie Big Goose Egg.
Okay.
Looks like you're going to get replaced soon.
Big Goose Egg. I said it like that.
Katie, you're starting.
Okay.
Things that you might find on a bulletin board. Go.
Someone's phone number.
Post-it notes.
A bulletin for a band.
Okay. Thumbtacks.
Oh.
Tape.
Oh.
Ah, I got nothing on that one. All right.
Okay. Wow.
To be fair, I'm not quite sure what a bulletin board is.
Yes, you. Well, you went to college.
Missing
cats.
Would that have worked?
Sure, yes.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay, Gavin, you start since you lost.
Okay.
How come you're not being mean to him about the fact that he lost?
He loves me.
I mean,
wow.
We'll see.
Okay.
Gavin, name deceased actors. Go.
Elvis Presley.
Period.
He's an actor. Go.
Katie.
Keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
Kevin, can you choose categories that are a little bit more balanced?
Here's the thing. You're going to ask
the movie guy and the girl who doesn't see movies name dead actors.
I see where I went wrong. And cuts of beef. I'm so sorry that you're not cultured.
Okay. You know what? You can't treat women like that. I know you think you can.
This is for you, Katie.
Great.
Katie's starting.
We're playing Concentration on the Wake Up Call for tickets to see Martin Lawrence.
Katie, name gifts for a bridal shower. Go.
Lingerie.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so now Gavin's going to come at me for giving you a girl category.
I mean, his wife had a bridal shower.
I don't remember a single thing on there.
Okay.
This is gender neutral.
Okay, that's probably better.
Gavin, right. You're starting.
This is a real
them. Score?
I am.
All right.
You got one, I know that.
No, I have two.
It's 3-2, me. Okay.
Gavin, you start.
Okay.
Types of exercise equipment, go.
An elliptical.
Treadmill.
Rower.
Oh. Leg press.
Stairmaster.
Chest press.
Bicep curl machine.
Oh. Box jump.
Wow.
Medicine ball.
Ooh.
Bosu ball.
Wow. You guys are fitness.
I couldn't think of what are the kettles. Kettlebells.
The swinging ones.
We're all tied up.
Okay. Wow,
we're all tied up. We got 90 seconds left.
I do must say I love doing this.
I do must say.
Okay. Katie.
That's
Katie
what they say
Gavin?
In yoga, isn't it? I do must say.
That's what they say when you go to a Japanese restaurant.
I do must say.
Okay. Guys, we have a timer.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Gavin, you start since you lost.
All right.
Okay, name national holidays. Go.
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
Valentine's Day.
That was hesitation, I feel.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. He's not messing around.
He stumbled on love.
She loves that Netflix show.
right. How much time do we have left?
We've got time for one more category. Okay. She can either tie it up or I could win right here. Okay.
Katie, you start.
Okay.
Name brands of shoes. Go.
Nikes.
Puma.
Oh. Adidas.
Oh. Reebok. Oh.
New Balance.
Oh man. Wow. All right, real fast. This is the tiebreaker.
Oh, tiebreaker. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, Gavin starts. Things you need in the snow. Go.
Snowshoes.
Snow pants.
Snowmobile.
Jacket.
Gloves.
A hat.
Earmuffs.
Did we say gloves?
Yes. Wow. Gavin is the big winner today. Hey. The big winner. Oh, man. Ben, are you there?
Yes.
Whew,
Ben, did this cure you?
Thank God. Yes, I was. My heart's beating out of my chest.
I knew it.
I got to tell you, it is way more stressful than I remember it being.
Really?
Yeah. Congratulations.
I would have.
December 7th, you're going to go see comedian Martin Lawrence in Oakland, okay? Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. Lamar Odom, America's sweetheart. He has done something very interesting, to say the least. And it concerns his ex.
Yeah.
Katie has the details. And pay attention, because we want you to weigh in on this at 916-909-1065.
Okay, so he got very interested in this certain company's lovemaking dolls. Okay.
What a sensitive way to put it.
Hyper-realistic love making dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Vegas for his birthday, which is where the factory that makes the love making dolls is. And they invited him there for a tour.
Okay.
He goes on the tour. There's video of it. He is.
I'm looking at the pictures.
He's very comfortable touching them.
Sure.
His publicist said, by the way, his publicist is with him, or no, his manager, which I think the idea that he still has a manager is very interesting.
I mean, it's crazy that he can afford that, a manager.
Well, they run about $8,000 to $20,000, depending on how you want to customize them.
The manager?
Oh, excuse me. I thought you said the mannequin.
No.
Oh, the manager. Yeah, I don't know.
The love doll?
It runs $8,000 to $20,000.
First of all, that is quite the difference. What upgrades take you from $8,000 to $20,000?
The size of things and how realistic you want it to look.
Second of all, you know what? Go ahead.
So his manager said, Lamar first saw a real doll in a news story about a month ago and knew instantly he needed to get one for himself. Imagine having that conversation with your business manager. Anyways, they gave him a sweetheart discount and said, you're going to get yourself one. We're going to make sure it happens for you.
Okay.
You get to customize it however you want. And he is having them make it look like his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian.
Wow. And him and Khloe Kardashian were married. How long ago do we think that they split?
Technically, we're divorced in 2016, but I think they split up several years prior to that.
So, okay, I want to know a question.
Okay.
I think this is incredibly creepy. And not only is it creepy on a level, I think it's so bad to have a love doll made to look like your ex-wife. I think it is so creepy, it should be illegal.
Really?
Yes.
It does seem kind of stalkery.
Beyond stalkery.
Yeah.
This is like almost like, if only I could kidnap you and keep you in my house. But the stupid laws in this country, it telegraphs that.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like the hesitation in your voice. If you tell me that you would be a little bit flattered, I'm not going to do the show with you anymore.
Okay, hold on and let me think about it. I didn't have a chance. Okay, so I'm thinking about...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Katie!
Okay, are you telling me you wouldn't feel a little bit like, man, they just cannot get enough.
Oh my God! Katie! You're divorced.
Yeah.
If your ex-husband had a sex doll made of you.
Right. I'd be like, well, at least there was one thing he didn't hate about me.
Katie!
They don't say red on the head, good in bed for
me. Katie!
Okay, here's one quote.
What if Kevin had a love doll made of you?
No, you're only people that have had me intimately are allowed.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Okay, listen, here is one quote from his quote-unquote manager, Gina.
Well, before she reads this, text in your thoughts to 916-909-1065.
Here's one quote that makes me think, you know, when you put it that way, never mind. She says, Lamar thinks Chloe-like sex doll will be perfect because then he can do whatever he wants to her.
Period.
So,
Kevin, where are you with the period? Give it to me.
I mean, period.
So, okay, my answer is no.
Text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. Thank God we eventually dragged a, yes, it's wrong to have a sex doll made of your ex-wife. I absolutely agree with Gavin regarding the Khloe Kardashian doll. Yeah, yeah.
No, I agree.
I know, but it took too long.
Well, I had to run all the scenarios. Somebody just texted it. Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Big Lamar Odom energy. Somebody said, that is terrifying. Katie, what the hell?
Guys, I got there. Please. I have my own process.
That's true. Okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.